Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chof Gimel in the Art School Lois V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph, starting 8 lines on the top of Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Le'abchia Barbo Bavloyo. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Chia, who came from Bavel, train milin sol kun b'yadaychon. There's 2 things you brought from Bavel, meaning there's a meaning that we have that we learned from the Babylonians. Mavshituso detaniso. The fact that in the day of Tainis, they did pishu adayim raglaim, they would bow down on the floor completely, hands and legs completely laying down. Ve'aravuso de yoyim ha'shviyo, and the minog of Oshana Rabo on the 7th day. Ve'aron de kisri amim af hado mikasto. Ve'aron de kisri also add the mikasto. What's mikasto? So the korban is sad, Pri Moshe explained, we talk about hakozas adam. Says Pri Moshe, what days to do hakozas adam? Where Reb Chaim brings the name of the Vilna Goyen, we talk about halal, chatzi halal, skipping different parts of halal, that's called mikasto. And referring to Rosh Chodesh. Rav Simon mefaked the elin de mechashrin. Simon ordered to the ones that calculate the calendar. When you set up the calendar, make sure that Kiyas Shofar doesn't fall on Shabbos, meaning the Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall on Shabbos, because now in the Gvulim we do not blow Shofar on Shabbos. Also make sure the Yom HaRavo, which means Hoshana Rabo, will not fall on Shabbos, because the Atzer Beis HaMikdash, we don't do the Minig HaRavo on Shabbos. But if you're stuck, and you're stuck with the calculations of the calendar, and you must do one of them, Avdun Kiyosov Lo Tavdun HaRavoso. Make Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, it's preferable to do Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, because you still have the second day with the Dut Kiyas Shofar, than doing Rosh Hashanah Rabo on Shabbos. Halacha Bei Zok the Mishnah. Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzer, that was the mitzvah of Lulav when Yom Tov Rishon falls on Shabbos. Kol ha'am lichim es lulavim l'arabais, all amis will take the Lulav to Arabais. Ve'achazonim, the shamoshim, mekablim yodom, they take it from their hands. Ve'sordim oisom al-gag eitzav, eitzav are the benches that surround Arabais, and they have the roofs on top of the benches. Ve'askeni minichim tshelorim balishko, the old men put it in their inner room. They teach, the Shamoshim teach the people to say, anyone who's holding my lulav on Shabbos, the next day should be a gift for him. Why? Because you're not allowed to use a lulav of a shul, you can't use a bar lulav, so it must be as a gift. Lemochras, the next day on Shabbos, Mashkim Uboim, they come to the Beis HaMikdosh, HaChazonim Mizarkim Lifneim. So he used to be, the Chazon used to throw the lulav in front of him, Ve'emichatim, they start grabbing onto it. They start hitting each other. That's used to be. It's getting too dangerous. So they said, just do the lulav in your house, not in Beis HaMikdosh, and then come to the Beis HaMikdosh. Zok to Gemara, Rav Yaakov de Romayo, Yaakov from the south. Boy, masnis that look like Abdoiso. Chorah Mish doesn't work like Abdoiso. The Abdoiso Omar, Abdoiso said, that's what down, Mesech is Maisa Sheni. B'shachis odom tzeich loymar kol shema sheikadu anim hayoyim yibena amorim hefker harehu hefker. Meaning, the anim are allowed to take the leket sheikh opeo, the matonos of the anim, they're allowed to take it. But if they take too much, so then they don't deserve it. Whatever is a matnas anim is potter for meiser. But whatever is not matnas anim is chav in meiser. So in order to avoid these anim that took too much to being something without a meiser, what do? You make it hefker. Because something which is hefker is potter ben ha'meiser. So according to Abdaisi, he says it in the morning before the anim come. Whatever the anim will pick up today, it's going to be hefker from now. Meaning, retroactively, we find out that it was hefker before they took it. Rida says you do it only in the evening, after they took it. What's the machlekes? Abdaisi told you can't do it once the anim took it, because it's not in your hand. So you have to do it before. Rabbi says, before, I don't know what they're going to take. So you ain't Brero. You can receive retroactive. We find out that was the one. If there is old, yes, Brero. Chachom say, the anim taking too much, that's a gezel. We are not responsible for the people that are cheating, taking too much. So we should go and fix it, make it hefker, so that when I eat something, they're doing something wrong, and it's their fault. So our mish doesn't work like Avdaisa, because according to Avdaisa, once it's not in your hands, so you can't make it hefker. And here, you're giving the matona, the lulav, when someone already picked it up. Continues the Gemara with Beis and says, also Chachomim doesn't work with our Mishnah. There you say you don't make a hefker for people that are doing something wrong. And here it seems to say you're doing a hefker for someone who grabbed your lulav. Answers the Gemara, we're going to use the Gyusa of Abchaim. Omar Ablozer, Tomon al Korchu Mivakir. Pramacho al Daisu Mavkir. There, he doesn't want that name to take too much, but they did it. So it's called Anosim. It's called something which is not proper to do. But here, the person who someone took his lulav is happy with that. Why is he happy with that? So explains the Gemara of Hanan your Breda of Hillel, V'yois, that's the right thing to say, Tein lecha shehu ken shari kvar chilufa biyatoi. He's getting a lulav in exchange. So he wants that exchange to happen. Nobody knows where is his lulav. So each one says, you know, I'll take a lulav. If it's mine, great. If it's not, so I hope someone else will give it to me in the same way I'm giving it to whoever picked up my lulav. So he's doing bidas. So the Rav Mafked, the base Rav Asi, Rav Nuna Mafked, Lechavirayo. So they both ordered to the ones that listened to them. Katehavin Yovin Matona B'Yomitova. When you do give a gift in Yom Tov, Lo Davin Yovin Le'Ladas Kamura. Don't give it just to be Yoitz of the Mitzvah when you give the Lulav. Give it as a full gift. If you're giving it only for the Mitzvah, it's not a full gift. It doesn't work, and it's still considered to be show, still considered to be borrowed. So the one Kehado Ravuno. As Ravuna did, Yoavis Shroigim Matan Levrei gave a Hesrog a gift to his son. Omele in Yom Tava Yom Tiv. Today's Yom Tiv, Harelecha Matan. It's a gift. Vin Lemachar means when they did 2 days Yom Tiv. So maybe today's not Yom Tiv. Tomorrow's Yom Tiv. Still a Harelecha Matan. So regardless if you need it for the mitzvah or not, it is a matana to show it's a matana gemuro, not only on the condition that you will do the mitzvah. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah Mitzas Arovo Ketzad. How was the mitzvah of Arovo? There was a place under Yerushalayim in Nikro Moitzo. That's what it's called. And I'm always going to explain why. The Yerdin Mishan, they go down to there. Omilakti Mishan Murbi Yerushalarova, very long Arovas. Ubaim Zoykvim Oiso Mitzidi Amizbeach. They put it next to the Mizbeach. For Roshen Kfufil Gabi Amizbeach. They were sticking above the Mizbeach, bending down to Mizbeach. Vetoku Viru Vetoku, they do Tkio Chuot Tkio. Every day they surrounded the Mizbeach with Arava and said, Ona Hashem Ushiono, Ona Hashem Atzlichono. Rabbi Doimer, Ani Vehoy Ushiono, Ani Vehoy Ushiono. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit more, what is Ani Vehoy? Oisoyoim in Hoshana Rabo, Makivim to Mizbeach Sheva Pehomim, we surround the Mizbeach 7 times. Peshapti Rosso Maimorim, when they leave the Mizbeach, what do they say? The beauty for you to Mizbeach, the beauty to you, the Mizbeach. Meaning we're doing the cover for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for you, the Mizbeach. So the more Ma'u Moitzo, why is it called Moitzo? Mamtzayo. Mamtzayo means that they are potter from taxes. They don't pay taxes. They're Moitzo, they're removed from taxes. The name was Kalonayo. Which also means ben choyrin, someone who is released from taxes. The height of the arov is 11 amo, because this the mizbeach is 9 amo. So until we're not including the corners. So you have 9 amo, and then you need to have the arov going up and then going down. They go up 1 more amo, going down 1 amo. In order for it to be reshem kfufi. Kfufi means is bending down towards the mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says. Omav Yosef Mastiso Amukin. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. For Hashem Kfuvin Tzadim Mizbeach. That means it's bending down. It's going up one amma, going down one amma. And if it was just laying down the Mizbeach, it should have said Shchuvin L'Gibei Mizbeach. Kfuvin means it's going up and going down. Rav Zeira Sholach Shoyil of Daniel Breder of Ktino. Rav Zeira sent a question to Rav Daniel. Shomasa Me'avicha, did you hear from your father? Tuhun Abrocha, do you need a brocha in that rovo? And when you tell it for the atzol, do you have to take it alone, or you can take it together with a lulav? Or and v'yesh lo shir, does it have any shir? Also, of Ivu Bar Nagu b'shem Rav Chuno, v'omar taimon, he said a halacha tuuna bracha. There is a bracha for that role. When you tell it for the atzol, you have to take it on its own, not together with the lulav. V'yesh lo shir lo shemati, but I don't know if the other is shir or not. Tamanam in there in Bava they say of shesh of nach by Yaakov chadom al shloisho b'de al olin. The Arov needs to have 3 stems coming out of it. The Chorin Afilu Badecho, this says even 1 coming out of it is enough. Continues the Gemara in the Chovdal Adam Udalef. Tani Ubali Mumin, the Krihanim that surround the Mizbeach could be Krihani Bali Mumin, even though they have a blemish. Shimon Lokish boy come here with him and Bali Mumin Ichnasim and Ulam on Mizbeach. But if they're going around the Mizbeach, they'll go between the Ulam, which is the entryway to the Heichal, to the Beis Hamikdash, and they will be standing between the Ulam and Mizbeach. And we learn that Bali Mumin should not be going in that space. Meaning they are kosher, they're designated for that, and therefore it's okay. When we said the Bali Mumin should not go in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, it's only for no reason. But if they're designated for that, then it's okay. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Chof Gimel.